The Big Rick Podcast. The best of the biggest interviews from Big Rick in the Morning on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See more info now at onairwithrick.com.
James, good morning, man. It's so good to have you on the show. How are things with you? You feeling healthy?
Feeling great. Fantastic.
So, James Brett Wilkes, that's your full name. I'm looking at the one right. sheet here. I always like to call people by their full name. I think it just sounds more prestigious. But you're a retired English professional mixed martial artist, or MMA, and you're on Spike TV's The Ultimate Fighter, the United States versus the United Kingdom. Tell us more about this show. Like, it sounds self-explanatory in the title, but there has to be more to it than that.
Yeah, so, it's The Ultimate Fighter. It's basically a competition to see who can get a contract in the UFC. So that was a while back now, and it was the UK versus USA. I represented the UK, of course, as you can tell from my accent. And I went on to win that show. But what I ended up having was, after that, I was training for a fight, got injured, tore ligaments in both of my knees, and started researching nutrition for optimal recovery and performance, and came across a study about the Roman gladiators where scientists analyzed the bones and they could tell they were eating almost exclusively plants. And I thought, well, that can't be true because we have to have animal protein to be strong and healthy. And that's what got me onto the journey into this, the Game Changers, the documentary that I produced.
That sounds interesting. So talk about the plant eating. Did that work or not? I mean, give us more details on that.
Well, I mean, obviously, it's anecdotal. I healed without surgery, and but it's obviously anecdotal. But I started, I really wanted to spend that time productively. So I really started digging more and more into the research and started realizing that I'd been lied to. And that's why I felt like I had to make this documentary. I started with a used camera off of Craigslist. And now, of course, we've got James Cameron, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jackie Chan as executive producers, as well as Lewis Hamilton, the five-time Formula One champion. Novak Djokovic, the number one male tennis player in the world, and Chris Paul, nine-time All-Star NBA player. And so just feel really fortunate to have this team to put this message together and get it out to the world.
And that sounds fascinating. I can't wait to see it. Hey, really quick, just on a lighter note, I'm going to try to pronounce the town you were born in. Let's see if I'm successful. You ready for it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Liechtenstein?
So the town is Melton Mowbray, but the county in England, even though it looks like it's spelled very strange, is actually just pronounced Leicestershire.
Leicestershire. Leicestershire. Okay,
yeah,
hopefully I got that correct.
Yeah.
What is
spelling
it like?
It does baffle me as well.
What is it like to grow up in an area like that there in England?
Well, in terms of the food, because that's the sort of topic we're on, is Melton Mowbray, where I was raised, is known as the rural capital of food, and so there's a heavy sort of animal-based industry there, and, I was always taught you've got to have the meat to be strong. I remember being, in fact, in the documentary, there's a scene, I found an old VHS tape of when I was 5 years old, and my dad, I was in a Superman outfit, and my dad was asking me what Superman eats to be strong and healthy, and I was saying, eggs and lamb chop, and those are the types of foods you've got to eat to be strong. So I think it's, that myth that we need that food to be big and strong is worldwide. But I think it was particularly strong in this, the rural capital of food in England.
In America, when we talk about, because I grew up on a farm, a corn farm, so we used to call ourselves corn-fed boys. Would that be a similar way of saying that where you're from?
Yeah, probably pretty similar,
Yeah. So you went to Bournemouth University. Hopefully I said that correctly, too. But you've got a bachelor's degree in business and land management. Now, is this like natural resources management? Can you explain what that degree is real quick?
Yeah, it's a little bit, I don't think they have quite the same degree over here. But basically, it looks at the diversification of land use. So in England, the primary sectors were diminishing. We were importing more goods. Agriculture was becoming more efficient. There was we weren't doing the coal mining and that sort of thing. So there was land that was available, and basically it was looking at the diversification of that land use into the tertiary sectors like leisure and tourism. But I really, I did that degree and just didn't really think much of it and really pursued this career in martial arts, in the UFC and then training, special forces. But now it's sort of come full circle a little bit because I am sort of in this food space and, it's very interesting. Some of the things that I learned back there about, how agriculture affects the environment and now sort of coming back to mind. So perhaps not a waste after all.
So being an MMA fighter, when they say mixed skills, basically, you've got a lot of different types of training that you're proficient in as far as martial arts are concerned. I see Taekwondo is on the list, Bruce Lee's martial arts style. Jeet Kune Do, is that how you say that?
Jeet Kune Do, yeah. It means way of the intercepting fist. Yeah, absolutely.
So talk about some of this training that you've been through and maybe list the various skills that you've got, because it seems like there's a laundry list of them here.
Yeah, well, actually, that's the thing with mixed martial arts. There's no really one art that covers everything. So things are better in different ranges, and some are better at kicking and punching. And so you want to have a combination. For people that don't know what the sport of mixed martial arts is, it's essentially, if you took all the combative sports in the Olympics, so boxing, judo, wrestling, you combine those together, you're allowed to punch and kick and that sort of thing. So that's the sports side, but I also teach the sort of self-defense side. So there's things like headbutts and things that would not be allowed. And again, I'm only talking about these in extreme life-threatening situations where you had to defend yourself if you were doing it sort of on the street. So, my background, Jeet Kune Do, is Bruce Lee's art, and I'm a full instructor in that, but I also have numerous black belts. That's what it takes, is to study various arts. And you really want to look for, Bruce Lee would say, he was looking for the search for truth in combat. So he would say, research your own experience, absorb what is useful, reject what is useless, and add what is specific to your own. And funnily enough, as I started digging into the research, I took that same mindset. So I felt like I now went from a search for truth in combat, where you're trying to put these different arts together, to the search for truth in nutrition, where I was trying to really dig through the nutritional research. And luckily, I had a bit of a science background, so I was able to read the studies and communicate with, all the people in the film, like the head of nutrition at Harvard, the head of anthropology at Harvard, and all these world-class experts, and really sort of, use the mindset that I had in martial arts to search for the truth in nutrition.
So you have quite an extensive UFC career. You started out doing some local events there in California, but you worked your way up. Talk about your UFC career. And one question I'm going to ask to this is, was it fulfilling?
Yeah, my primary focus originally was street self-defense, realistic, as realistic as possible, and also with the training military and law enforcement. But you've got that sort of, I'm a bit competitive, and so you're wanting to test yourself. And so it wasn't ever really a primary focus to do the sport. Every year I'd have a fight or two professionally, sort of just for fun. And what happened was I was turning 30 years old and thought, I don't want to look back and say I could have been in the UFC. And so that's when I tried out for the reality show, The Ultimate Fighter, and I won it. I fought in the UFC for a couple of years. I got injured once with my knees, and that's what sent me on this journey. And then unfortunately, I'd broken my neck earlier on, and that injury got worse and worse. Unfortunately, I had to medically retire from the UFC, but then went back into, as well as doing this research and making this documentary, went back to training, law enforcement and military.
So let's talk about the film Game Changers really quick. You've touched on it earlier in the interview, but there's been a lot of critical acclaim for this. You got a selection into the Sundance Film Festival, also the Berlin International Film Festival, and the Hot Docs Film Festival. How does that feel to have that kind of payoff for this film?
Oh, it's great. It took 7 years to make this film, taking it from a used camera off of Craigslist all the way to getting it made and out, this coming Monday. And, it's a proud sense of achievement to get something of this level out to the world. And, just really, basically never want to make another documentary again, because it's way more work and way more time and way more traveling than I like. I'm not really trying to become a filmmaker, but we're certainly proud with the documentary that we've put together.
Well, as it stands today, James, what's next for you? What are you focused on right now?
Right now, we've got the film coming out, and so, I'll be doing a bit of a tour with the film, speaking and that sort of thing. And then we're just also releasing a new website on the Game Changers movie, which is up now, but we're going to put a new site out on this very soon. That's going to be full of resources. So when people are inspired by the film and they want to make the switch, they want to know, well, what do I eat? And so we're putting all of these resources, recipes, shopping tips, eating out tips, guides on how to make that transition, and that sort of thing. So we really want people to have those free resources to help them make that change. So that's what we're focused on at the moment.
So throughout your illustrious career, you obviously have many, many, many talents, but what's been the proudest moment of everything you've achieved to this point?
That's a good time. I mean, professionally, I think winning the Ultimate Fighter was certainly one of my proudest moments. But I think, personally, having my son and my daughter born were, extremely proud moments for me as well.
You know, I have four daughters myself. If I was an MMA fighter, I would feel especially proud because, I don't know if them boys would want to date my daughters.
That's true. My daughter hasn't started any martial arts yet, but I'm hoping that she
might be able to hold her own someday, right, with your training.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
James, tell us one last time before we go where they can find the film Game Changers and, of course, more about you and also tag that with maybe a cause that you're passionate about, a charity, a cause, something that you would want to tell the listeners about to help support.
Yeah, so absolutely. So the Game Changers is coming out September 16th in theaters. It's actually a one-night-only event with the 22 minutes of bonus content. You can get tickets by going to gamechangersmovie.com. If they want to follow us on social media, it's Game Changers Movie on Facebook and Instagram and GC Movie on Twitter. In terms of a cause, again, I really think that food can make a huge impact, not only for personal health, but also for the health of the planet. It's the number one thing that anybody can do in terms of reducing their emissions, reducing their impact on water pollution and water use. And so I really think anything that people can do to support more plant-based eating is going to be better. Of course, there's lots of good causes. And in terms of donating to anything, a good cause, I think nutritionfacts.org, which is a 501c3 nonprofit that puts out information regarding plant-based eating, is a great thing to support.
All right. On the Cooper 95.1 hotline, James Wilkes. Man, what a fascinating conversation we've had today. Thank you so much for being on the show, brother.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Big Rick Podcast. Remember to subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See exclusive video interviews and content now with the Big Rick in the Morning YouTube channel. Subscribe now at onairwithrick.com.